It took more than 20 years. And once Susan was revived and cured of the cancer that had been killing her, her mind was almost a total blank. Pancho had expected that. Cryonics reborns usually lost most of the neural connections in the cerebral cortex. Even Saito Yamagata, the powerful founder of Yamagata Corporation, had come out of his cryonic sleep with a mind as blank as a newborn baby's. So Pancho fed and bathed and toilet trained her sister, an infant in a teenager's body, taught her to walk, to speak again, and brought the best neurophysiologist to Cellini to treat her sister's brain with injections of memory enzymes and RNA. She even considered nanotherapy, but decided against it. Nanotechnology was allowed in Cellini, but only under stringent controls, and the experts admitted that they didn't think that nanomachines could help Susan recover her lost memories. Those years were difficult, but gradually a young adult emerged, a woman who looked like the Susie that Pancho remembered, but whose personality, whose attitudes, whose mind were disturbingly different. Susan remembered nothing of her earlier life, but thanks to the neuro boosters she had received, her memory now was almost eidetic. If she saw or heard something once, she never forgot it. She could recall details with a precision that made Pancho's head swim. Now the sisters sat glaring at each other, Pancho on the plush burgundy pseudo-leather couch in the corner of her sumptuous office, Susan sitting tensely on the edge of the low sling chair on the other side of the curving lunar glass coffee table, her elbows on her knees. They looked enough alike to be immediately recognized as sisters. Both were tall and rangy, long, lean legs and arms.